One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
I've been sorting through my record collection, all that vinyl. And until 1973, it's mostly singles, top 40 favourites. But from then on, albums. Maybe my tastes matured or pocket money went up. In 1973, I began monthly visits to the record store, exchanging a pocketful of coins for albums that are now 50 years old. ZZ Top many years before we heard them here in Australia from their 1973 breakthrough album Tres Hombres Lagrange, their signature tune for the next 50 years. We heard Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly, title track of a great album, a song originally by Laurie Lieberman, that may have been about seeing Don McLean sing. Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, was one of the great album successes in 1973, heard at many a lover's lane on car cassette or 8-track. And Led Zeppelin, Dear Maker, from the epic album Houses of the Holy, albums that were big in 1973.
And now, on October the 20th, 1973, after all the trials and tribulations of these past 19 years, after all the uncertainties and delays that have bugged its progress, there it stands, in all its shimmering magnificence, the Sydney Opera House, now, at last, complete.
The build-up to the Queen, in a gale-force wind, opening the Sydney Opera House in October 1973. A place that would become a great rock music venue, despite the culture vultures. The albums of 1973, now 50 years old, and we'll have more next time. This from the Doobie Brothers, Breakthrough, The Captain and Me, Long Train Runnin'.
Bye-bye.